Okay. Friday, 5th of October, 3rd day Chol HaMoed, Harav Avron Boruch Blau, Sukkah in the Mikdosh and through history.
Same davening, the Choinen Mikdosh. Down for Beis HaMikdosh. It's an interesting question, did they build a Sukkah in Beis HaMikdosh, or did they not build a Sukkah in Beis HaMikdosh? So the Choyer, what is the problem to build a Sukkah in Beis HaMikdosh? Why not? So far we're talking now on the Beis HaMikdosh HaSheni. We're going to see if in Beis HaMikdosh HaRishon Bechlal they built Sukkahs. In Beis HaMikdosh HaSheni, for sure in that time, that period of time, they built a Sukkah. So did they build a Sukkah in the Beis HaMikdosh, or didn't they build a Sukkah in the Beis HaMikdosh? The Choyer, what is the problem of building a Sukkah in Beis HaMikdosh? And for what they need a Sukkah in Beis HaMikdosh? So in Beis HaMikdosh Tam, pastors has no question why shouldn't they build a Beis HaMikdosh. Our question is, in the Azor, if you should build a Beis HaMikdosh in the Azor, why shouldn't you build a Beis HaMikdosh in the Azor? There's a Gemara in Yumed Daf Chofei. Gemara in Yumed Daf Chofei says, in Yeshiva ba'Azor elo lemalchei Beis David. You're not supposed to sit in the Azor. And the Gemara learns out, you're not supposed to sit in the Azor. And the same reason the Rambam brings in Moiro Mikdosh, you're not supposed to sleep in the Azorah. If you're not supposed to sleep in the Azorah, so if you build a sukkah is not, you're not going to be able to sleep in the sukkah. If you're not going to be able to sleep in the sukkah is not kosher sukkah. And the fee, that what we see, the Tumas Adesh and Simen Tzadik base, that the sukkah was not roi to sleep in, not roi l'sheinah, it's not roi osat achila. So if we built a sukkah in the Azorah, and the Azor we can't sleep, because it's Moiro Mikdosh, and Yeshiva be'Azor, so we cannot build a sukkah, because this sukkah is not going to be able to sleep, and a sukkah that you're not able to sleep.
It's not the sukkah's fault
that
you can't sleep.
It's not
the sukkah's fault.
Oh, we're going to get it. Well, so, lemaise, what do we need a sukkah at all in the Azor? The Chatos and the Oshon, the only place you can eat the Chatos and the Oshon is in the Azor. Chatos and Oshon, the meat, it's achilas ara. Achilas ara, you can eat chutz sukkah. You don't need a sukkah for that. And lamai, you're going to say for lechem aponim. Lechem aponim, it's not going to help. It's achilas kva, because it's bread. It says in the Gemara in Yumi Daf Lametes that the lechem aponim, how much did they eat from the lechem aponim? The Gemara says kipul, like a bean. Well, a small amount, less than a kezais, less than a kabeitza. If it's less than a kezais and a kabeitza, pashtas, you're not mechuyev and a sukkah. Lemaise, lechem aponim, you are mechuyev in a sukkah. Why? Because the Chasam Sofer and Siman Test says if someone eats less than a shear, but is koveya seuda and this less than a shear, so he is mechuyev in a sukkah. And the lechem aponim, the Gemara says that he ate less than a shear, less than a shear of a kabeitze or kezais, but they became satisfied from it. It was a kviya seuda. If it was a kviya seuda, they still have to build a sukkah in the Azorah. So how could they build a sukkah in the Azorah? We know that ain yeshiva ba'azorah. So how could we build a sukkah in the Azorah? So we mentioned the Trumas Hadeshen and Simen Tzadik Beis. The Trumas Hadeshen and Simen Tzadik Beis talks about a person, he has a very small sukkah. To eat, he can sit and eat, no problem, he's comfortable. But when it comes to sleeping in the sukkah, he's not comfortable anymore. What is the din? He has to go out of the sukkah. So the Thomas Adeshan says, brings the Motche, that a type of a sukkah that you're not able to sleep in, it's not a sukkah, also you're not yoytze the achile. Even in the achile, you are comfortable, and you can sit and eat, but because you cannot sleep in the sukkah, you're not comfortable sleeping in the sukkah, so it's not a sukkah, and you cannot be yoytze even the eating in the sukkah. The Chacham Tzvi, and Simen Tzadik Dalet, Chacham Tzvi brings, that he disagrees with the Trumas Hadeshen. He says, the Trumas Hadeshen understood that teishvu ke'in tadu, that means the same like you sit at home, same thing you're supposed to sit in the sukkah. And as you sit at home comfortable, and you sleep comfortable, the same thing, the sukkah has to be able to eat comfortable and to sleep comfortable. And if you don't sleep comfortable in the sukkah, so it's not a sukkah, also not for eating. Chavazi says, teishvu ke'in tadu doesn't come to tell us the sukkah has to be teishvu ke'in tadu. The person, when he sits in the sukkah, his action has to be, is teishu kein chadur. When he's eating, He's supposed to eat like he eats at home. And if he's comfortable in the sukkah, that's a kosher sukkah. When he's sleeping, if he's not comfortable, he doesn't have to sleep in the sukkah. But it doesn't mean that a sukkah is not a sukkah. When he eats and he's comfortable, so he's yoytzer sukkah, because it stays sukkah, he to do. We look at the part when he is sitting in the sukkah, and his action. And his action when he's sitting and eating in the sukkah, now he's comfortable. So the same thing when he is comfortable now, when he's sitting and eating in the sukkah. So for sleeping, we don't care. Later on, when he's going to come to sleep, they say, okay, now you're sleeping, you're not comfortable, so now you're potter, you can go out to the sukkah. But if the Chacham Tzvika say, very good, this is kosher sukkah, we could do a sukkah in the Azor, because you could sleep there. Even you cannot sleep there, even though you cannot sleep there, but lemaise, it's roi le'achile, because you could eat there. We may you could also make a sukkah b'migdash. Oh, that's Toises. We're gonna get there. Toises and Zvochim after Zvov and Yuma, Chofei. Yeah. So the Gemara says. Oh, so the Maaseh. You could say even though Lefi the Tumas Hadeshen, also over here he's gonna agree that you could make a sukkah in the Midrash. Why? Because over there the psul is a person has a sukkah. And he's a big person, and to eat over there he can eat. When it comes to lying down, he has to bend his head, he has to bend his knees, he's not comfortable. So this type of sukkah is not a sukkah, because the sukkah is a small sukkah, the whole sukkah is a small sukkah, so the sukkah is not roi le diyurim. It's not like he lives at home when he goes to sleep, he sleeps on a comfortable mattress, he doesn't sleep bending his knees and bending his head. So that's why we say in a sukkah you have to sleep the same thing. But over here, in the sukkah and the Beis HaMikdash, the Maaseh, the sukkah is wide and big, and you can lie down and can sleep comfortable. So we have a different side effect that you can't sleep in the sukkah. What is the problem of Moir HaMikdash? Of Yeshiva Ba'azar, that you cannot sleep in the sukkah. So maybe the Duma Sadeshin could be, also over here is going to agree, that the Maaseh, you can sleep in the sukkah, you can build the sukkah in the Azor, even though you're not going to sleep there, because he's not able to sleep there. But over here, because the sleeping in the sukkah is just a side problem and the sukkah. It's not the etzim sukkah, the sukkah itself, the gufa sukkah, is still kosher. And it's wide and big enough for sleeping. Just the sleeping is a problem, a different problem. Lemaise, if you could sit in the azor at all. So this is machloikas rishoinim. The Toises and Zvochin of the Zion, Toises over there and the Yumid of Chofei, Toises asked, how the Koyanim eat the Achilas Kochi? If you're not supposed to eat Yeshiva Ba'azore, how do they eat it? So Toises has three answers. One of the answers is, Lemoshole Gdula, Kedir Shem Melochim Oichlim, is like a king sits down. This is the Torah comes to tell us, even though you're not supposed to sit, but the Koyanim, when they sit down, they should sit like a king, and a king, when he eats, he sits. Also over here, we have a special heta for the Koyanim to sit and to eat. But the Maaseh Toises brings another test. Toises brings that the old Issa, or forbidden to sit in the Sukkah, is only Midarabonon. It's only Midarabonon. He says, you have a mitzvah of Achilas Kochim. The mitzvah of Achilas Kochim is Doichat Midarabonon. So the same thing you could say also over here in the Sukkah. The Sukkah is a Doiraisa. We have an issur of the Rabbonon sitting in the Azorah. So if we have an issur of the Rabbonon sitting in the Azorah, and we have a chiyuv, you're obligated to sit in the, eat in the sukkah, so you can't sit in the sukkah. And if you can't sit in the sukkah, and you can't sit in the sukkah, you have to build a sukkah. Even with the Rabbonon, you can't. But the Maaseh Rashi in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Aleph, Rashi brings that it's a halacha l'moishim Sinai, and other Rishonim bring it to the Yiraisa, so still we have a question, how can we could build a sukkah and Beis HaMikdash in Yeshiva Ba'azor, and if we are showing that we say Yeshiva Ba'azor is Doiraisa, how can we build a sukkah and Beis HaMikdash? The second question is, in the beginning of Parsha Shoftim, we learned the pasuk. Lo yisita lecho asheiro kol eitz eitzel mizbach Hashem Elokecha. You're not supposed to bring any wood into Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam learns kol mizbah, that means loisita lecho asheiro, kol eitz el mizbah Hashem Elokecha. What's kol comes to tell us? The kol comes to tell us, ribu yaseiri comes to say, the Kol Kav Sotel, you're not supposed to, not in the Azore, and not as Asnoshim, nowhere, being in wood, and even not temporarily. That's what the Rambam brings in Beis Abchire and Perek Vov. The Raived kind of disagrees. He says, no, and as Asnoshim, you could bring wood into the Beis HaMikdash. The Horaye from the Gemara and Sukkah. The Gemara and Sukkah brings that they did a Tikkun Godel. Simchas Beis HaShoeva, in the beginning, the woman was in the back, and they put them in the front. What they did in the end of Tikkun Godel was that they built special balconies, and there's a Snoshim, and in that balconies they put the woman over there. They separate the woman and the balconies. So the Shaila is, Loisita Lecho, 8 Asheyo. Loisita Lecho Asheyo, 8, call 8. So if you're not supposed to bring a wood into the Beis HaMikdash, how could you bring this Gzutrois? The Raivad says, no, you see the Ezra Snoshim, you could bring. Or the Raivad says, and Avodah Zorah, the Raivad says, no, you could bring anything what is only temporary. You know, this is temporary, you could bring. But we hear the Sukkah, let me ask how you could bring the Sukkah in the Azorah. They all agree, also the Rambam, and also the Raivad agree, both agree, that in the Azorah you're not supposed to bring any wood into the Azorah. So how can we build a sukkah in the Azorah? If you're not supposed to bring a wood, we have an Isur of Loisita. If we have the Isur of Loisita, and Loisita and the Azorah all agree, you're not supposed to bring in the Azorah wood, so how could you build a sukkah in the Mikdash? And even Lefi the Raivet, that we can say, that temporarily, you could bring, if it's temporary, you could bring a wood into Beis HaMikdash, unless even into the Azorah. And with the Rashi, Rashi and Sukkah, Daf Lamed Aleph, Rashi says that the Sukkah, the Gemara talks about the Gabi Sukkah Gzula, Rashi says that the Sukkah, that the mitzvah mashvelei binyan kva. Because it's a mitzvah to build a Sukkah, even though it's only for 7 days, it turns into a binyan kva. So even though we're going to say, Lefid Arrived, that if it's temporary, we could bring into the Azorah, Rashi says that a sukkah is not temporary, even though it's only 7 days there, but it has a din of a binyan kva. It has a din of a binyan kva, so how could you bring it into the Azorah? Oh, so you can make it out. That the Minchas Knois wants to say that they build it out of stone, and on top the schach can't put not matches and not stone. So he says they put it, but it's not derech gedilason. So that's okay. That's a machloekes of derech gedilason. Yes or no? I'm not gonna go into it. Lemaisa is another problem. It was a pasuk in Divrei Hayom. Hakoil bichsav biyad Hashem ola yiskil. David HaMelech is telling Shloim how to build the Beis HaMikdash. It was Megillas Beis HaMikdash. Rashi and Sukkah brings this Megillas Beis HaMikdash in Daf Nun Aleph he got from God HaChoyze and Nosson Hanovi. Rashi and Divrei Hayom brings that he got it from Shmuel Horoye. But you're not supposed to be Mechadish. You can't do anything new in the Azorah, in the Beis HaMikdash, just only through Hanovi. But everything what we got, Akol Bechsav, was through Hanovi, all the sizes, all the measurements. You can't add anything, not in the Mizbeach and not in the Mikdash. So if we go now and we add a sukkah in the Azorah, we have a problem. Hakol Bechsav. Hakol Bechsav, the Pasuk in Divrei Hayom, Hakol Bechsav, comes to tell us, comes to teach us, and you're not supposed to add anything in the Beis HaMikdash. So if you put a sukkah in the Beis HaMikdash now, you're adding, in the Beis HaMikdash, you're adding a sukkah. What's with Hakol Bechsav? It doesn't say anywhere you should build a sukkah. But it doesn't say Hakol Bechsav. So you could say, if it's Arais, there's no Hakol Bechsav. But the Gemara says before Shnishtazay. Why? Because the Gemara says in Sukkah, we just mentioned Sukkah Nun Aleph, that they build Gzutrois. They build a balcony, they separate the women, they put balconies for the women. Now these balconies were, it was temporary, yeah? And the Gemara asked, how could they build the Gzutrois, Hakol Bechsav? You have a pasuk Hakol Bechsav, how could you build? So you see, even if it's temporary, you still have a problem with Hakol Bechsav. Over there, the Gemara answers, Kro Ashkach Bedorush. You found the pasuk and the Vedoya of the pasuk. But without the pasuk, you have a problem with Hakol Bechsav. Yeah, and it's also we could say the Rashi that the Sukkah is a Kva. Still, we go back. Lemaise, we could say maybe Mokoy Mitzvah, we're not going to, like, we see Kro Ashkach Bedorush. The Dovah was that because we had a mitzvah, and the mitzvah was to build, to separate, we see you're supposed to separate the women from the things, so Mimele, you could say the same thing in the Sukkah, because we have a mitzvah of Sukkah, we have a mitzvah of Sukkah, so like you said, maybe that's Hakol Bechsav, you have a mitzvah. But we see even the Mokri Mitzvah, we don't say that we remove this din of Hakol Bechsav. Because the Gemara and Kisui Adam, the Gemara brings in Chulin Daf Pei Gimel, that you're supposed to do, what's the din of Kisui Adam? When you shecht a chayo or oif, a bird, so you're supposed to do Kisui Adam. Now usually in the Beis Hamikdash, they shechted only behemoths, sheep, cows, there's no Kisui Adam. You don't have to cover the blood, after shechting the blood, you don't have to cover it with sand, with earth. But in oifas, you do have to. Now the birds, the pigeons, you do have to cover with offal. And the Mizbeach, they did Malika sometimes. Malika is with birds. So when do you do Malika, you're supposed to do Kisui Adam. The Gemara says, the Mugdoshin and the Beis Hamikdash, the Mishnah says, you didn't make Kisui Adam. The Gemara says, why? The Gemara says, because it says, Hakoy Bichsav. And if he's going to go, and he's going to do Malika, and now he has to cover the blood. He goes, he covers with, he puts sand on top and the bottom, he puts the sand on top of it, above the blood. Now he's adding on the Mizbeach a bit of sand. And Hakoy Bichsav, the measurements has to be exactly correct, like we said from God Achoyze, or Nos Nahnovi, and over here he's adding a bit of the thing. That's why the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, we do not do Kisui Adam and the Mizbeach. So you see, even the Mokri Mitzvah, we have a Mitzvah of Kisui Adam, but we have a Pasuk HaKol Bechsav, we say no, the Mitzvah is bottle. The same thing over here in the Sukkah Lemaisa. Even though we have a Pasuk HaKol Bechsav, we have a Mitzvah of Sukkah, we don't say the Mitzvah of Sukkah is going to be Doiche, the Mitzvah of HaKol Bechsav. Yeah, because you could mevatel it. You can mevatel it. The Gemara over there and pay Gimel. Oh. So Lemaisa, we have three questions. How could we build a Sukkah in Beis Hamikdash? Did they build a Sukkah in Beis Hamikdash? And how could they build a Sukkah in Beis Hamikdash? The first question we have, Ein Yeshiva Ba'asora. The second question is, Loisita Lecho Eitz Asheiro. You're not supposed to bring any wood into the Asora. And the third question is, Hakoil Bichsav. Everything has to, all the measurements, everything has to say exactly the measurements. And over here, we don't see the measurements of Hakoil Bichsav. Lemaise, if it was a sukkah, it wasn't a sukkah, it's a machloikas geoinim. The oitzara geoinim, I saw beings down in sukkah lamed alef, a machloikas rav hai goen, and rav noitrai goen. They learned in a pasuk in Nehemiah. The pasuk in Nehemiah says, in Perek Ches, they went out and they did sukkos. Ish al gagoi on the roofs, ubechatzroisayim, ubechatzrois beis haloikim. What did they do the sukkos? Bechatzrois beis haloikim. What is bechatzrois beis haloikim? Says Rav Hai Cohen. Bechatzrois beis haloikim is in the mikdash. We see that they did a sukkah in beis hamikdash. As I said, Rav Hai Cohen. Rav Noitrai Cohen says no. They didn't make a sukkah in beis hamikdash. So what it says over here in the pasuk bechatzois beis elokim, he says bechatzois beis elokim means Yerushalayim. This is Yerushalayim. It's not talking about beis hamikdash. But lemaisa we have over here machloikas. Rav Hai Goyen says we did build the beis hamikdash sukkah. Rav Noitrai Goyen says no, we didn't build the sukkah in beis hamikdash. So if you Rav Noitrai Goyen, we can understand. We don't have no question why you didn't build the sukkah in beis hamikdash. Very good. We have a problem of Ein Yeshiva Bamikdash, we have a problem of Hakol Bichsav, we have a problem of Loisita Lecho Eitz Asheiro, you're not supposed to bring a wood. But Lefir Rebbe Hai Goen, how could you build a Sukkah in Beis Hamikdash? We have all these three problems. So first of all, could be, who said that Rebbe Hai Goen says that we build it in the Azorah? Could be you build it in the Mikdash. Oh, and Lefir Raivet, you could build an Ezos Noshim, there's no problem with Loisita. Well, in Maise, what's going to be with the Lechem Aponi like we asked? The Lechem Aponi we could eat only in the Azalah. Could be a wizard Gemara in Zvochim Daf Nun Vav. It was Sheish, we start with the Mishnah and Midas. The Mishnah and Midas brings, it was Sheish Leshochas. There's all kinds of Leshochas around the around the Azada. The Gemara brings in Zvachin Daf Nun Vav that part of these Lashochis was Psuchos Lakodesh VeLachoy. They were open also to the Azore and also to Harabais from the other side. So the Psuchos Lakodesh VeLachoy. The Gemara asks over there, according to Shmuel, that comes to say there's no Tumah. If you go in there, where's Tumah? We're not going to go into it. But the Gemara over there brings there was this type of Lashochis. What is special about these Lashochis? These Lashochis are special there. You could eat the Kotchim. But you cannot shecht over there any korbanos. So we see over here that the Gemara understands that these lashochos, it was kind of lashochos, it had a din of azoreh just for eating, but it didn't have a din of azoreh for different things. For lemoshel, for shechting, it was no din azoreh. And we see even stronger the minchas chinuch and shin samach beis. It mentions the Machloikis is showing what we mentioned before about if the Isur Yeshiva Bamigdosh, if you could sit in the Azora, it's the Rabbanon or the Iraisa. So he says, even according to Rashi, or the ones that hold it's the Iraisa, to sit in Yeshiva Bamigdosh, and the Azora, and the Lashokhis, they all agree it's only the Rabbanon. So you see the level of these Lashokhis, it's not in the level of the Kedusha of the Hazara. So it could be, if they build a sukkah, where they're going to build it, they build it in the Shochas. And over there, there's no problem with Yeshiva, because it's for sure the Rabbonon. And it could be, there's no problem of Hakol Bechsav and Loisita, Lefid Raivet. The Rambam in Beis Avchira says, Hakol Mekure, where the Tiferes Yisrael and Midas, it says, not everything was Mekure. It's a different topic, it's not for today.
So the Gagel of the Shkoda.
Hakol Mekure, so if Hakol Mekure, Chutz in
the
Mizbeach.
You're saying you could build a sukkah on the
Gag. On the Gag, it's not the Azor. So it's a different question. If the Avir Azor is Mekudesh also. But if it's over the Gag, it's for sure not Mekudesh. It doesn't have a din of Azor. For Achilas Kotchim, for sure it doesn't have a din of Azor. Okay, it's a different. So could be, where they build these Lashochas, they build it over there, and the sukkah, they build in these Lashochas. And Maisa could be, the Machloikas of Rav Haigon, Rav Nitraigon, we have a Furusha Gemara that they didn't eat in the sukkah. Where's the Gemara? The Gemara in Elchin, Daf Gimel. The Gemara brings, Hakoil Chayovim Besukkah. Koyhanim, Levim, Veisraeli. The Gemara says, Hakoil Chayovim Besukkah, who? Koyhanim, Levim, Israeli. Who else? If you say that these don't need to sit in a sukkah, who else does have to sit in a sukkah? Mi mechayva, the Gemara asks. If you say not Koyanim, not Levim, not Yisraelim, so who does have to sit in a sukkah? No one else. So the Gemara says, oh, Shak Levitai, then the Gemara says, the Chiddush is that Hakol Chayovim B'sukkah is that the Koyanim B'sha'as Avoida are potter from the sukkah. That means that the Koyanim, when they're doing the Avoida, they're potter from the sukkah. Why they're potter from the sukkah? So Pashtas, the way they learn over there, they're falshim, the Gemara, because Oisek v'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. So it could be, Rav Hai Goen holded that the Achilas Kotchim is not the Avoida, and that's why we have to build a sukkah and be some Midos, because they're not potter, the Achilas Kotchim. And Rav Nitrai Goen holded that the Achilas Kotchim is the Avoida. And that's why you're potter from the sukkah and b'samidosh. The achilas kotchim, I'm oisek b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. Where do we see these two things? If achilas kotchim is a avoida, it's not a avoida. It's a gemara in psochim dafayin gimel, amet beis and amet gimel amet aleph. The gemara says that trume is achilas trume is a avoida. So if you understand that achilas trume, to eat trume, is a avoida, so kolshkein to eat kotchim is a avoida. So there we see, like, when they try going, that eating kotchim is avoida. And if eating kotchim is avoida, oisek b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. But it's a different Gemara. The Gemara in Yume Daf Samaches Amud Beis, the Gemara brings over there, that achilas asher kupar bo'em. What asher kupar bo'em? Bailim, koyhanim oichlim, or bailim iskaptrim. So the Gemara says, the achile is only a tzorech avoida. It's not an avoida. It's only a tzorech avoida. So Rav Haigon says, if it's only tzorech avoida, could be we could learn Rav Haigon. If it's only tzorech avoida, it's not actually avoida. It's not actually avoida. So there's no oisek b'mitzvah, potom in a mitzvah. Could be we could say they disagree on the Toshis and the Ran. if אפשר לקיים שניהם או אי אפשר לקיים שניהם. The Maizer, you could say, Rav Haigoen. So we know in Sukkah Beis HaMikdash, Lefi Rav Haigoen was no Sukkah Beis HaMikdash. It was a Sukkah Beis HaMikdash. And Lefi Rav Netraigoen was no Sukkah Beis HaMikdash. The Maizer, the Ponim Yofo is in Parshas Shoiftim, being that it's a Machloikis Medroshim. Now, we have a Pasuk. Now we have to go back. It was Bechlal and Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, we mentioned for sure, was a Sukkah. Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, they built sukkahs, they didn't build sukkahs. So it's a very interesting pasuk in Nehemiah. Vayasu kolohom hashovi min hashvi, came back from Bavel, sukkahs. Vayeshu vasukkahs, and they sat in the sukkahs. And what is the chiddush that you sat in the sukkahs? What's so wonderful about it? Ki lo yosu mimei Yeshua binun kein, bnei Yisrael, ad hayoyim ahu, vatehi simcha gdoilo meoid. Nehemiah comes and tells us that from the time of Yeshua bin Nun, from the time that he came into Israel, till the times of Nehemiah, that's after the Golas, after Bais Rishon, they didn't do any sukkahs. That's about 900 years, over 900 years, 920 years. Because when they went out from Mitzrayim, was where Tof Beis Alofim, Tof Memches. That's possible. 2,448 years from Vias Olam. Because everyone knows, Pashto, that Avraham Avinu when was born, 1948. Yitzhak Avinu was born after 100 years. That means 2,048. From Yitzhak Avinu till Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ki geir ir zaracho, 400 ishano. 400 years from 2048, we have 2,448. So the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim was 2,448. When they came into Eretz Yisrael, 40 years later, that's 2,000, Tof Peiches, 2,488. When was the Golas? So it says in the first and the Melachim, after of Parshas Terumah, when Bayochel Shloimei Livnois is Beis Hashem, 480 Shono Letzeis Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. So that's 480 years after Yetzias Mitzrayim, they built the Beis HaMikdash. And it destroyed 410 years later. That's Gimel Alofin Shimen Lamitches, that's a Simen Shlach. That is, was sent away. So that's 3,338. And then another 70 years of Golas, that's 3,408. So we have over here about 920 years that I didn't keep any sukkahs. So Bais Rishon was no sukkahs. So the Maizah, that doesn't make sense, that I didn't keep sukkahs for so long. So the Gemara on Elchin Lamed Beis, the Gemara is asked what this question. The Gemara asked, Bechi, Bo David, Veloy also sukkahs? That's the Gemara. David HaMelech didn't keep sukkahs? Gemara says, no, for sure David HaMelech kept sukkahs. That's what's the pshat over here in the pasuk, that he didn't do sukkahs from the times of Yeshua bin Nun until the time of Nehemiah, when they came back from the Golas. Gemara says that comes to tell us that when Yeshua bin Nun came, he sanctified the Eretz Yisrael for Shmitin and Yoibles, and all the dinim were applied to Eretz Yisrael. The same thing when Ezra came, he also sanctified the land for Shmitim and Yoibles. It's just the Hekesh, Yeshua and Ezra. It has nothing to do with Sukkot. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says this is very good if we say Kicho Leshaito Veloy Kicho Losidlovay. That means when Yeshua sanctified, he didn't sanctify it forever, just for his lifetime. So that's very good. But if we say it, he sanctified it and it's forever. So Ezra came, why he has to sanctify again Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara says, no, what's Sukkot? Sukkot is that Ezra davened Takash Bohu to take away the Yitzhahole of Avodah Zorah. And the same thing, because Ezra davened, so he protect them like a sukkah protects the a person. The same thing, Ezra protect them with taking away the Yitzhahole of Avodah Zorah. The same thing, Ezra protect them. So it doesn't mean anything with sukkahs. Actually, they build sukkahs the whole time long. Lemaise. The Maharshal over there brings an interesting question. The Gemara says, this whole period, they didn't, over 900 years, they didn't build sukkahs. The Gemara asks, "V'chibot David de lo yosef sukkah." David Amelot didn't build the sukkah. Why the Gemara doesn't ask about the skating? The whole thing of the shoftim. We have 15 shoftim. Till David Amelot, we have also a few hundred years from Yeshua till David. So the Maharshal says, could be at this times they were trudim bemilchomes. They were very busy with and the battle over here, they had the battle over there, they had the battle. So they were part of sukkahs. So Lefid Maharshal comes that these around 400 years till the times of David, they didn't build sukkahs because they were trudim bemilchomes. What's the shot on it? It could be that for sure they built sukkahs, but not everyone built sukkahs. For example, if let's say if they had a battle in Har Ephraim, so in Don, they did say they didn't have a problem to sit in the sukkah. For example, today, if in Shderot they have messes, so they don't sit in a sukkah, but in Bet Shemesh you could sit in a sukkah. Maybe Bet Shemesh also not if it was stones, but somewhere else in Yerushalayim you could sit in a sukkah. So it doesn't mean that he didn't sit in the sukkah at all. And I think it's that over there says in Kiloy Osu Mimeyo Yeshua Kol Iso. Over here it says that in the thing, Vayasu Kol HaKol Ashovim Min Ashvi, Vayasu Kiloy Osu Mimeyo Yeshua came B'nei Yisrael. That the whole Kalal Yisrael didn't build sukkahs till that time. But for sure, and the people where they had battle, they didn't sit in a sukkah, but the other people were sat, they didn't sit in the sukkah. So we have this time that could be not all the thing didn't sit in the sukkah. Now there is another time, I think. Just gonna finish with the Gemara in Sanhedrin. There was a Ran in Sanhedrin Daf Chof Aleph on its base. The Ran in Sanhedrin Daf Chof Aleph on its base says, from the time of Sancheiriv, Sancheiriv was half the time, about 200 years after Bais Rishon. That's about Gimel Alofim Kuf Chof Ches, 3,000 years, 3,138, around that time, Sancheiriv came and sent all the Klal Yisrael to Golis. So they said in the Melochim, Lelachlach V'Chavoyer. So these two places. Says the Ran, from that time, Shinu Leshoinon, Shinu Shmon, V'nishtak Chomehem Torah. They forgot the Torah. V'horayah, he brings the Gemara in Elchin Lamed Beis, he brings the Pasuk that from the time of Yeshua till the time of Ezra, they didn't make a sukkah. He says, even a mitzvah of a sukkah, such an important mitzvah, they were not make till Ezra came and showed them the mitzvah of sukkah. So Lefid Ran comes out over here, that these, about almost 300 years, from the time of Chizkiyahu, of Sancheiriv, till the times of Nehemiah, that's the end of the first Golos, before Bais Sheni, they didn't, the Mekayim, Sukkahs. I didn't see anyone talk about it, but they come toys, and myself, Lefid Ran. Just gonna finish, if we go back in the chronological order backwards to the Midbar. Are there Mekayim Sukkahs in the Midbar? So the Maaseh, why not? So with the Sefer of the Mabit, they call it Beis Elokim, and Shara Yesoides, and Perek Lamed Zayin, it brings all the mitzvah of the Mekayim, the mitzvahs in the Midbar, the one Mekayim, the mitzvahs in the Midbar, says the Mabit over there, that Sukkah, they were not Mekayim in the Midbar. Why? So they were not able to. Yeah, for Anana covered. That's a sukkah. It's a diras kvar. They sat of the whole year. A sukkah when you live the whole year, that's not kosher for sukkah. So the Mabit says, they didn't sit in the sukkah. Why? Because the sukkah tachas a sukkah. They had above them the anan ha-kovod. And the sukkah tachas a sukkah. You're not yoitzes. And the mitzvah, they didn't sit in the sukkah. Because it's a sukkah tachas a sukkah. So the Mabit says, why didn't they go out from anan ha-kovod? They were going out of anan ha-kovod making a sukkah. Osakon, or it was a Sifri, that the Sifri says, wherever they went out, honon nimshach achareyem. So they can, actually, they can, it's not that they had a p'tur of sukkahs. It's not a p'tur of sukkahs. They were not able to do sukkahs. It was not possible to do sukkahs.
By what?
No, because they had a sukkah tachas a sukkah. Above it was a nana covered. the from the Mabitas Masma, the Lulav, Dalad Minim, the Amikayim in the and this and the Midbar. But the Rambam, we see Mefus in the Rambam, and Moir Nevuchim, Chela Gimel Perik Mem Gimel, the Rambam brings that we're not Mekayim Lulav in the Midbar. The Shaila is why. So we could say Poshet, why do we not Mekayim Lulav in the Midbar? If you read the Rashi and Kiddushin Lamed Ches, the Gemara talks over there. Sholo Yish Mitzvah, Yom Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Sholo Yish Mitzvah Nitzdav Ubnei Yisrael Miknisosam La'oretz. What is the three mitzvah, says Rashi? Chodosh Ole in Kilayim. Says Rashi, why? Because these things, it has to do agriculture, it has to do with the ground. And Bamidbar Lo Yinotu, Lo Yizoru, Ve Lo Yikotzru. They didn't have any fruit over there. So it's the same thing like the Mabit understands, there was no sukkahs because they're not able to, they're not up to. Same thing we could say in the Rambam. And the Moreh Nevuchim, that they didn't take Dalet Minim because they were not able, didn't grow. The Maizah, Wizard of Toises, and Chulim Peiches, the Toises says over there, that Shemo, he brings over there, Gabi Kisui Adam, that Shemo, when Klal Yisrael came to the Midbar, Hoyo Matzmiach, everything grew. And it's a Mefurash Shir HaShirim, a Medrash Shir HaShirim Perek Dalet, that everything grew when they came to the Midbar, and had a nest, and everything produced all the fruit and all the vegetables. So they actually had the lulav, they had the esrig, they had all the things, so why didn't they take the Dalet Minim? The Maimar Musa could be, we could clear the fear of Chaim and Chanukah. Reb Chaim and Chanukah clears, we had a Shemen Zay Zoch. So he asked, what was the Shemen Zay Zoch over here? They took the jug, and they poured in the oil into the bosichim, and the next morning they see the jug full. Or it could be, the jug, they put in, they divided the part for 8 small parts, and these 8 small parts lit the whole night, it burned the whole night. So he says, you have to say like the second part and thing, the second side, that we divided to 8 small pieces, the 8 small thing of oil, and this oil burned the whole night, that was the nest. Why? Because he says, if you pour the whole oil, and then the oil became filled up, he says, it's not Shemen Zayis, it's Shemen Nes. It's a miracle. We tell another Shemen Zayis. And this is not a Shemen Zayis, it's Shemen Nes. So it could be when the Torah tells us, Pri hates Odol, it has to be a Pri. And if it comes from a Nes, it's not a Pri hates Odol. No, so that doesn't make sense. Why? Because the Maizah, if we understand, even the fear of Chaim is going to be masking, if we take a Zayis that was, then Zayis came through a nest, a miracle. And we take from this Zayis, from this olive, we produce oil, for sure, that oil comes from a Zayis. I don't care if the Zayis is a nest, or the Zayis didn't come from a nest, the oil came from a Zayis. Over here also, the Pri is a Pri. I don't care if it came from a nest. Every Pri when it goes is a nest. Oh, so what's the chat in the Rambam? The Rambam says it's a Ptul, or the Rambam says it was no Chir at all to do Lulav and the Midbar. So possibly you can't say it was not able, like the Mabit understand the Sukkah, you were not able to do in the Midbar, because you had the Nanakovit. You have to say, for the Rambam, that not you was not able, just you had the Ptul. So what is the Ptul? Could be, Lefid Chinuch. The Chinuch says that why do we do Dalet Minim? It says, if you want to be Basimcha, a person wants to be Basimcha, just look at the Dalet Minim, you're going to become Basimcha. What is the Simcha? The Simcha is Asher Yitzonu Meret Mitzrayim. And Yitzias Mitzrayim, a lot of Rishonim, the Rekech and Reish Yutes understand that the Yitzias Mitzrayim, what is the Yitzias Mitzrayim? Part of it is Yitzias HaMidbar. The coming into Eretz Yisrael. The whole period of 40 years in the Midbar still has to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim. So when you came, Chinuch says, when you came into the soul, you come and you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu with this Dalet Minim. So in the Midbar, you don't have to do it. It could be it also has to do with Chag HaOsif. And a person comes, HaOsif has grown, you come, you collect the grain, and the wine, and the oil. When you collect it, when you had the land. When you had the land, then you collect it. But in the Midbar, you didn't have the Chag HaOsif. The Osif, you sure you didn't have. That's why you could say, even Lefidah Mabita was a Ptur of Sukkahs over here. Not because they were not able, because there was no Chiyuv. Because when is the Chiyuv? When you have Chag HaOsif, then you can do the thing of Chag HaSukkahs. I'm just going to finish with a small vault of Sukkah B'Migdosh. Lefi the ones that say that there was no Sukkah B'Migdosh, what was the pshat that there's no Sukkah B'Migdosh? Lefi Rav Noitrai Goen, what is the pshat there was no Sukkah B'Migdosh? It was a very interesting Cheshek Shloim at the end of Ashmotes of Sukkah. He says, that the Mekubalim say that Sukkah is Tzadik Aleph. 91, Samach, Vav, Chof, Hey is 91. What is 91? 91 is Adnes, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud is 65, and Shem Havaya is another 26, we have 91. So, he says he looked all over, he couldn't find Sukkah Moly. One place he found Sukkah Moly. Vahi besholim sukoi umoinosoi betzioi. So he says this is a pshat. When the sukkah is going to be mole, ein Hashem sholem ein akisei mole, ein akisei sholem, only when she imachol zecher mole, that's lossi lovei. He says vahi besholim sukoi. When the sukkah is going to be sholem, only when moinosoi betzioin. When it's going to be moinosoi betzioin, it's going to be lossi lovei. So to understand what is lemaise tzadik aleph, just going to mention Marsho in Mem Amid Beis in Soita. Gemara says that the Hayomi also now ein oinim omin b'mikdash. What ein oinim omin b'mikdash? The Maharsha says something very interesting. Omin is after tzadik aleph. Omin, and he says that's why God la oine yoisam avolch. If someone says a bracha and someone answers omin, the one that answers omin is God. Why? Because the one that says a bracha, you don't say Shem Avay, you just say aleph daled nun yud. He says the one that says omin answers both. Also Shem Avaye, and also Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, because he has both. Tzadik Aleph is also Adnes and also Avaye. So that's why God La Oine he is involved, because you have also the Kri and also the Ksiv. Mashenken the Mevorah has only the Kri. And that's why he says, Ein Oinim Omin Mikdash. Why? Because in the Mikdash, you don't need, you say the Ksiv. And the Mikdash is the Shleimus, he says. You don't need to come to Tzadik Aleph. Tzadik Aleph is the Shleimus, like we saw the Cheshek Leimah. So the Maharsha says, you don't need to come to Ein Oinim Omin Mamidosh. You don't need to come to Omin Mamidosh. Lefizeh, lefidrush, could be very good. Why was no Sukkah Beis Hamikdash? Sukkah is Tzadik Aleph that comes to Shon Shleimus. And Beis Hamikdash, Ein Oinim Omin Mamidosh. Why? Because you don't need Shleimus in Beis Hamikdash. The same thing, we don't need Sukkah Beis Hamikdash. Met Hashem, Chubi, Vayi, Vesholim, Sukkah, Imanonose, Vetziah, Mimei, Obeinu, Omin.